pour another cup of coffee with Fleming in the Morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO, I'm Tim Fleming, and we do have some special guests in studio. It's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame time, and we have Tim Coffey. How are you?
I'm fine, Tim. Happy New Year to you.
And they call you what, a director with the...
That's my title.
You are directing the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, just board of
Among.
Directors. Board of directors, yeah.
Among many. Well, it's great to have you in studio, and I know we have Lori Leitz from the Surf Ballroom today, too. Good to see you.
Good to be here. Good morning.
Absolutely. This is exciting stuff. And I know you guys came out with some great news this week that involves many in our North Iowa area, including one of our own radio stations here in the building, KRIB.
That's right. Tim, we announced the Northeast Region State Hall of Fame inductees, and we wanted to make sure that North Iowa was well represented. So we have four different inductees this year into the State Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. KRIB Radio is in the radio category. The Spirit Award goes to the Board of Directors of the Surf. A great guitarist, Richie DeLuna, and a performing band, Kid Biscuit. So those four will be inducted over Labor Day weekend in Arnold's Park, where the Iowa Rock and Roll Museum is located.
I've got to let you explain a little bit about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and what this means and how this has grown. I don't think people fully understand how the facilities have grown, how the entire effort has grown through the years.
Yeah, we have a new state-of-the-art museum with exhibits designed by the same person as the designer of the exhibits for the Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we have 1,800 inductees. We're in our second century, so to speak, of existence. And the whole purpose of the Iowa Rock and Roll Music Association is to preserve the legacy of rock and roll music here in Iowa. And we're the first state organization in the country to have a Rock and Roll Music Association. And we spawned off a couple other states, too.
Oh, that's terrific. And obviously, having Lori here, too, that's what a great honor for you guys, too, at the Surf.
Well, it is, and it's extra cool, I think, this year to be inducted. And you didn't mention, I know she's from a different region and lives in the Spirit Lake area, but Connie Valens, yeah. Who is the little sister of Richie Valens, is also being inducted this year. So it just kind of takes us, you know, full circle back to 1959 to have KRIB inducted with us. They were such a big part of the original winter dance party and into the, you know, the winter dance party event that we hold now. So we it's super to be inducted at the same time.
It's kind of a natural, though, isn't it? I mean, with what the Surf Ballroom does, with what happens year in, year out, day to day, week to week, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think, anyway, don't you?
I think so, too. And, you know, when you mentioned your mission to, you know, kind of promote the legacies and the history of rock and roll, that's right in line with what we do, too. So we're just a natural partner with the Iowa Rock and Roll Music Association, and it's so much fun to have them come every year in the Winter Dance Party event, and they promote their organization, and it's just fun to see everyone and fun to promote it together.
And the Surf Ballroom was an early inductee into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's an incredible amount of music and related music here in North Iowa. I'm not from here originally, and I have what they call a consultant, a volunteer, Roger Schinigel, who is an accomplished guitarist, too. He's helped me guide as to who really is worthy of induction consideration. And as I get more into it, I realize the great legacy alone right here in North Iowa.
Did Roger pay you to say that on the air?
No. He's retired, so.
I know Roger's listening. As a matter of fact, he is a great guitarist. There's a guy that was involved in a band since he was very, very young. And a lot of the people that are even on your board, I mean, we were talking about the board president, Ralph Klusman, who he and I went to school together a million years ago.
Right.
But, you know, he was in a band from the time he could play.
Yeah. Yeah. Ralph's a good guy. Joe LaValle, who was up here at one time at Mercy, but Joe's one of the board members, and he got me involved in the association, too.
Well, talk a little bit about the induction process then and how that works.
Yeah, once a year, usually in November, the board meets and we have a form, we have categories, and as a board, we look at the different parts of the state, and hopefully we'll have 25 plus openings for induction in the different categories. Performing band is one, and in the evening, Sunday evening of the induction ceremonies, over Labor Day weekend, there's an incredible concert in Arnold's Park at the Roof Garden. And performing bands get there. I don't know Richie DeLuna, but Roger swears that he's one of the most accomplished guitarists that he's ever heard, written over 300 songs, recording artist too. And I have one of his discs at home, and boy, he was a great guitarist too. And certainly the board of directors of the SURF, all that they've done for the institution to enhance everything SURF-related and KRIB radio. You guys are kind of the forerunner, one of the earliest in the state to play rock and roll music. And Joel Helgren is a Spirit Award winner. And I think every winter dance party, KRIB kind of goes back to the 50s and 60s music, too. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've done that for years, which is mm-hmm. which is a great tribute with that whole process, that whole program that eve or that weekend, and
yeah.
We love being a part of it. And I know you guys enjoy just taking us back along with you.
Yeah, this is my 14th winter dance party, and I don't know how that has happened, but the same board of directors that is being inducted. We've been working together that whole time, and each year we sit down and we talk about, you know, how to make an impact and how to keep that legacy and keep the event fresh. And they've done so much for the ballroom. I honestly wonder if they hadn't been involved, if we'd be in the position we're in right now. So I mean, we're pretty fortunate to have North Iowa support, KRIB support, Iowa rock and roll music support. It takes everyone. So obviously we don't take all the credit, but they have an immense amount of. They feel the responsibility, and they have the passion for the music and for rock and roll. So it's a great partnership for us. So it's an honor to be among all these greats.
Yeah, and you get to be up on stage and receive a nice award and all that kind of stuff. That's good.
Yeah,
they're very worthy of it. Believe me.
Wow, fantastic. Good stuff. Well, good to see you both in here this morning.
Thank you, Tim.
Anything else you wanted to touch on before I let you get out of here?
Well, again, we're just appreciative in the this region of everything music-wise that folks have done over the years, and we're thrilled about this year's inductees, and certainly the SURF and KRIB. We're really thrilled that they're now part of this great institution.
Absolutely. And Lori, a little plug, anything going on at the SURF? They want to,
we're busy. We better book another segment.
Yeah.
But Winter Dance Party's coming January 30th through February 1st. So we're looking forward to it. And for the first time in a long, long time, we're doing some individual night tickets for people to experience, you know, just the entertainers and the segments they want. So hopefully people can come out and join us and experience Winter Dance Party.
Yeah, and you get ticket information online too, right?
We do. Yeah, surfballroom.com.
Very, very good. Both of you guys, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Tim.
And
yeah,
congratulations, obviously, to all of those going into the Hall of Fame. And for those of us that have, get a chance and we're traveling through, going out to Spirit Lake, it's really worth going through, isn't it?
Just going through the museum is a really musical experience, magical musical experience, just like going to the SURF.
Got to do it, everybody. Tim, Lori, thanks for stopping by this morning.
Thank you,
Tim.
AM 1300 KGLO, getting it said for Mason City and all of North Iowa.